Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloth, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed. For they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead.
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Happy Easter. When I left the parish to come here to Boston about 30 years ago, the parishioners came to me to wish me well and to say goodbye. There were a lot of tears that day, some of them theirs, some of them were mine. Well, anyway, 2 years later, I was invited back to the parish, and I was anticipating all the happy faces that I would see, that they would, assuming that they would be happy to see me. Well, actually, that didn't happen. And the reason why is because of my replacement. They came up to me and they said, "Oh, we love your replacement. He's so wonderful. He has a great sense of humor. He has really short homilies. And he loves when we spoil him." So I went to Father Jim and I said, "What does that mean that they spoil you?" So he just smiled at me and he says, "Yeah, that's what I thought. He said, I want my job back." Well, the reason I say that is because if you notice that after Jesus rose from the dead, it doesn't work. No more work. There's no more discourses in front of large crowds, no more massive miracles, no more debating with the religious leaders and the Pharisees and the Sadducees. It doesn't work. So I find that odd. I find that very odd, because the reason why is because I'm just asking if Jesus would just work one day, just one. Imagine what that would be like. I mean, Jesus would, on the day of his resurrection, stand in front of Pontius Pilate and say to him, "Remember me?" Or imagine going in front of a large crowd, showing his hands and feet, how powerful that would be. Jesus in one day could do more than the 12 disciples for 100 years of work. But he doesn't work. And here's the reason why. On this day, today, Jesus Christ gave us his job. He gave us his wonderful job. Now it's our turn. He wants us to have a turn, to turn the world around, to make the place a better world, to bring peace, to bring Christ's compassion and his love. One Sunday afternoon, I got a call to the neonatal intensive care. So I went to the nurse's station and I asked the nurse, I said, "Did you call? You called?" He says, "Yeah, there's a couple that want to see you. They requested to see you. They're in the waiting room." So I poked my head in the waiting room and there was a couple there. They were dressed in black leather jackets and he was sporting a long ZZ Top beard. And I said, "Are you looking for a priest?" He says, "Oh, yes." He says, "Oh, we'd love it if you could baptize our baby." I said, "I'd be honored." So we went into to see the baby, and the baby was hooked up to all kinds of tubes and wires. I baptized the baby. I stayed a while with the parents, and then the doctor walked me out the door. As he was walking me out, he explained to me, he says, we don't expect the baby to live the night. I says, well, if they need any support, you make sure you call me. I never got a call. A week later, I'm back into the hospital in the lobby, and on the other side of the lobby, I recognize the dad. You know, he is sporting his long beard and leather jacket, and I waved to him. And he saw me. He came running over to me. He says, we've been trying to find you all week. My wife has something to show you. So we walked over to the wife. She was had her back towards us, and when she turned around, she was holding a baby. And I was confused. And the dad said to me, he said, just after you baptized the baby, when you left, the baby started to get better. And we wanted to see you today to let you know that we're taking her home. And he walked out the door. And I said to God, Lord, I love your job. I make a good replacement. And that's the point of today. We all make great replacements because God wants us to have a turn to see what it's like to bring love into the world, to bring peace, to show the world how great God is. That's what today means. So enjoy the job. Happy Easter.